How to Break Your Addiction to a Person by Howard Halpern. Many basically rational and practical people find they are unable to leave a relationship even though they can see that it is bad for them. Their best judgment and their self-respect tell them to end it. But often, to their dismay, they hang on. They speak and act as if something were holding them back, as if their relationship was a prison and they were locked in. Friends and psychotherapists may have pointed out to them that in reality, their prison door is wide open, and all that they need to do is step outside. And yet, as desperately unhappy as they are, they hold back. Some of them approach the threshold, then hesitate. Some may make brief sallies outside, but quickly retreat to the safety of prison in relief and despair. Something in them wants out. The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
What kind of row are you trying to cause in my house anyhow?
They were all out in the open at last, and Gatsby was content.
He isn't causing a row.
Daisy looked desperately from one to the other.
You're causing a row. Please have a little self-control.
Self-control? To sit back and let Mr. Nobody from Nowhere make love to your wife? Well, if that's the idea, you can count me out. Nowadays, people begin by sneering at family life and family institutions, and the next they'll throw everything overboard and have intermarriage between black and white.
Flushed with his impassioned gibberish, he saw himself standing alone on the last barrier of civilization.
We're all light here, murmured Jordan.
I know I'm not very popular. I don't give big parties. I suppose you've got to make your house into a pigsty in order to have any friends in the modern world.
Angry as I was, as we all were, I was tempted to laugh whenever he opened his mouth. The transition from libertine to prig was so complete.
I've got something to tell you, old sport, began Gatsby, but Daisy guessed at his intention.
A Man Without a Country by Kurt Vonnegut. I grew up at a time when comedy in this country was superb. It was the Great Depression. There were large numbers of absolutely top comedians on radio, and without intending to, I really studied them. I would listen to comedy at least an hour a night all through my youth, and I got very interested in what jokes were and how they worked. When I'm being funny, I try not to offend. I don't think much of what I've done has been in really ghastly taste. I don't think I've embarrassed many people or distressed them. The only shocks I use are an occasional obscene word. Some things aren't funny. It's not possible for me to make a joke about the death of John F. Kennedy or Martin Luther King. Otherwise, I can't think of any subject that I would steer away from that I could do nothing with. Total catastrophes are terribly amusing.